Listen, guys, we're going to wrap things up very quickly here with Dan is with us. Dan Hoops, who's a professor at Walsh College. We're going to talk about digital assets. I said, Dan, we want to do, before we leave, give people something practical they can do. And thank you for reminding me about this. On our website right now, right under Dan's smiling face, you'll see digital asset form. Let's talk about that.
Sure. I emailed you some forms that I put together for my sister. And as I said, these aren't something I can give to my clients because ethically I'm not allowed to help someone break a contract.
So by the way, when you go there in bold red letters, two paragraphs.
Yeah, I don't want to hear from the Bar Association that I'm trying to get people to do that. Nevertheless.
Who put those up? I don't know of anybody that put that. That wasn't you, Dan, of course.
Oh, it wasn't me, no.
But they are good forms.
Yeah, these are, you know, and a lot of times what we'll do is planners, whether we're business planning or estate planning, one of the things we do is we have to think about the future and we have to also hope that maybe the law will change a little bit.
Right.
But for my sister, these made a lot of sense because we were able to identify whatever account she had. We were able to identify her passwords and it was written down, and that way we were able to, we'd have something that we could access.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave those to you to show you this is how someone could do this if it were legal in Michigan to do so.
But it's kind of a way of gathering all that information together. That's what I liked about when I saw it.
And that's really what this is about. We need to make sure that people are gathering everything and putting it together because you do have a lot of people that just don't know where to even begin.
Right.
And so it is something that it's a problem. It's something that hopefully will get addressed by a legislator, and we'll have some more certainty hopefully very soon. But this is a starting point.
I'm curious.
And your sister could move to a different state that has better laws in this area too, right?
Yeah, she lives in Texas, and theirs are actually worse than ours.
Yeah. So,
oh boy. I'm curious, guys. How are you protecting your digital assets, Cal? Quick.
I have none.
Get out of here.
Actually, I don't really have any protection on it. But generally speaking, things that are stored on in the cloud and stuff like that are things that I don't care if I lose because for two reasons. Number one, I don't put anything up there I really treasure or care about.
Okay.
And number two, I always back up things two different ways, one in the cloud and one on a physical device that's within my control.
So you've got something you can. Yes. Eddie, how about you?
No. Yeah.
Was it post a note?
Yeah. If you could find the sticky notes with my passwords, you're welcome to them.
Gary.
The only thing that my family really cares about that I have, and it's because I take pictures on the phone and maybe video on the phone, some of those, and maybe the account to the YouTube videos of Justin and whatnot, and those are I just backed them up internally.
But those are heirlooms. Remember, we're looking at you need access to your assets, so your email is important.
And pictures is something I got to think about more because that is an heirloom too.
Right.
And I used LastPass, that password keeper, but in terms of pictures, I really have to start thinking about that.
Your pictures, you should be backing those up. But we have to get into your email. That's really critical.
Is it? Okay.
It is.
Well, then I have to figure that one out too.
Why is it so critical for the email?
Because everything is tied back to your free email. Everything from those bank accounts, the utilities, everything. Lawyers, we need that.
Dan, thanks so much for being here with us. Lots of resources on our homepage at internetadvisor.net. That's Dan Hoops, who is a professor at Walsh College. Thanks so much again.
Thanks again for having me, guys.
Never have enough time with Dan here. Guys,